USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's critically important, it's critically urgent, and it needs to happen now.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown strongly advising residents to stay home as cases of the coronavirus climb. In New York, a statewide order to stay home takes effect on Sunday.
There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance.
Governor Andrew Cuomo. California's shelter-in-place order took effect on Friday. Illinois and Connecticut are also implementing similar policies. Reports of a nationwide quarantine are being denied by the White House. Top Pentagon officials and the acting Homeland Security Secretary say the rumors are false. No martial law is being declared or any kind of a nationwide lockdown. The head of the National Guard said on Twitter, there's been no such discussion. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Churches are now streaming their services. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
When it comes to large gatherings, other things being canceled include worship services. Now, many churches are taking their services online for worshipers. Max Lucado tells the Lighthouse Faith podcast, this is what needs to be done.
I think we have to be responsible. I think if there were any other way, if it was possible to meet and not expose our church members to this contagion, we would do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One Washington resident who's 90 years old has survived the coronavirus. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease.
The world is remembering country music legend Kenny Rogers. He won a Grammy and had a TV series for his signature song.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
And had some smash crossover duet hits with Sheena Easton and Dolly Parton.
Island in the stream, that is what we own.
Rogers passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.